It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter, what's up?
What's up, man?
Of course, as always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Your full service motorcycle shop. They're going to get you taken care of. Send them. Send your cycle to there. You go there. Take care of it. I'm so excited about Gilson Cycle, I can't even talk. Anyway,
Gilson.
We'll hear a full word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle, at the end of all this. But let's get to it. It's time for facts and opinions. Fact number one, opinion number one. The Cliff Notes version of the Scarlet Letter outsells the actual book almost 4-1.
That's funny.
An author funny. Worked so hard, but the guy was like, all right, I'm going to give you the synopsis of it because you don't need to read the whole thing.
It's
basically, some lady's
a
slut. She puts a letter on her, but she wears it with pride, whatever, yada, yada, yada. Thank God for Cliff Notes. However, I still think it's so much easier nowadays because when we were in high school, man, the internet was still very new in the big picture of things. Not to mention, like, we couldn't use it. I still remember we were only allowed to use one internet source. One. Uh-huh. And that was iffy at best.
Dude, now you can literally, there's an app where you take a picture of your math problem, dude, a long division problem, whatever they are now. And it'll do it for you. It'll show you the work and everything.
I think
that's amazing.
I think I don't know. Maybe you know, mathematicians. You know, maybe that'll go out the window down the road. Because if you think about it,
if you can take a picture of anything and see, like car. Okay, you're going to be a carpenter. Yes, you got to know math. But dude, now. Literally, there's an app where you can take a picture of the room, and it gives you the dimensions.
Gives you the dimensions, dude. It's fucking crazy. It's craziness. It's crazy. And you know, I think basic adding, subtracting, division, multiplication, that's good to know for quick stuff. But do we need to teach all of this stuff in there? Even for engineers?
School is going to be different. School 100% has to evolve with the time.
It will.
And I think for a while there, they were a little slow on that, and they're starting to do it a little bit more.
Oh,
but it does. It's got to change with the time, dude. There's some stuff where you just like, dude, you don't need to know it.
No.
You don't need to learn that anymore. It's 2020. Here we go. We got apps now that'll do it for you. So let's evolve with the time, you know? Well, teach them how to use the app.
People are going to say, too, we still need to learn. But I'll tell you what, though, most of school, though, doesn't. I think about our schooling, man. I forgot more than I ever learned. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's not applicable in the real world. I think schooling needs to be more real world applications. You know, I think we spent a week on writing checks and you know, we never learned how to do taxes. We never learned how to do. Of course, now, who knows? In the future, it may literally be. All right, this is my social security number, and boom, your taxes are done. I don't know. I honestly don't know. You know what I mean?
School could be crazy. It could go in completely different directions, man. Like just you think about the jobs, what jobs are going to be here in the future, and what those jobs involve. Like you said, the long division, man. Like, okay, yes, there's probably people out there that have jobs that need it and have used it their whole lives.
Uh-huh.
Me? Why the fuck did I have to learn it? Dude, I have not done long division since. And it's one of those things we spent a lot of time on in school. I think back and I'm like, dude, that was a waste of time. You could have used that time for something I'm using now.
Think about this.
I think social skills should be a big, big subject in school now. They really need to
today, class, we're going to talk about eye contact. Whoa.
Seriously, though.
Think about this, though. What about this in the future where literally we just get assigned? They do a brain scan. They figure out our intelligence level, and then they assign us jobs.
Yeah.
It could happen. Be like, all right, well, you're going to this. You're going to study this. You're going to study this. You're going to be this. I mean, it could happen.
Here's the thing. When I was thinking that, too, like, how about this? You know, you kind of have an idea and you get to choose what you want to do, and then we'll school you according to what you think you want to do. But here's a problem with that. Like, I didn't know what the fuck I wanted to do when I was 16.
Absolutely.
I had no idea, dude.
I thought I was going to be a porn star.
Well, you got to have a 5-year plan. I'm like, dude, I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you know? Like, no. Why are you putting pressure on me? I'll figure it out.
Yeah, people, no. Ask any middle schooler, what do you want to be? Well, I want to be a fireman, or I want to be an astronaut. It's like, all right, no, you're not going to be that. All right, so let's you're going to be an accountant. You're going to probably, you know, that's, I mean, it's just, you got to think about real-world applications.
Did you have career day? Like, they even put us through a career day.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We'll put you out in the world, and you get to go experience these jobs.
Of course, of course.
I didn't take anything from that, though.
No,
I was like,
nothing,
hell yeah, it's a
nothing.
Day off of school.
And I even think about, too, like history classes. Not saying that it's not great to learn about history, but I didn't need to do a report on a president from, you know, 18...
Sacagawea.
You know, it's like, what the fuck? Like, I get it, but I don't know. It's weird.
You got to fill the time.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You got to fill the time.
I really
don't know. Maybe everybody just needs to get to... I'm sure they do, but...
Not to mention, too, have you seen the studies about how school starts way too early? Like, the brain does not start... Like, the teenager brain doesn't start functioning properly and taking in info until like 9 o'clock. They're saying school starts way too early. These kids aren't doing any good in those early classes. And I'm like, yeah, that fucking makes sense, man. But
it does.
I'm going to make my kid go through it, though. They have to. It's bullshit. If I had to go through that and they don't have to, it's horseshit.
Here's another thing. If that Neuralink thing takes off, dude, you won't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Get up, you know, they'll upload the information to your brain.
I've said it to you before, man. I think this world is going to be a crazy place in 20 years. We're not even going to recognize it. It's going to be crazy. Anyway. All right. That was a good first fact. Fact number two, opinion number two, the word gymnasium comes from the Greek word gymnasion, which literally translates into exercise naked.
Oh.
Dude, those Greeks loved being fucking naked. They did.
They do.
Bunch of pervs, dude.
Of wrestling in the nude.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like the first Olympics, everyone was naked. Every single person was naked in there. It's just absolutely crazy.
I don't want some naked dude standing there with a schlong hanging up.
Well, you would not do well in the Greek world because they just loved their dongers and everything hanging out. You know, I could get into it. I don't like exercising. I don't mind laying around my house naked or, you know, walking around. But, like, put me outside, like, that just sounds very uncomfortable and dangerous. Like,
Yeah, especially with all the weights flying around these days, those machines, dude, you're gonna get something pinched.
Get your donger caught in a rotor blade for a drone. Ah! Oh no!
What'd you do? You dropped a 45-pound plate on your wiener?
Ah!
That would suck.
Anyway, fact number three, opinion number three: the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in D.C. was designed by a 21-year-old architect student at Yale named Maya Lin. Her professor had given her a B for the design, and he also submitted his own design proposal, which obviously lost. Well, fuck that guy. What a dick.
That guy sucks.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too, going back to the whole schooling thing. Is like, there are a lot of things that I did in school that I'm like, wait a second. This is just this one person's opinion of how I did. Like, what if they suck?
Yeah.
I always kind of thought that, too. It's like, wait, I know you're a teacher. I know you got the qualifications. I get it. But a lot of this stuff I'm turning in is kind of opinionated, really.
Well, and not to mention, too, you're telling me that a teacher, and my dad was a teacher. I have so much respect for teachers, but you can't blame them for not giving 110% always, because let's say they got to grade, 80 essays? You're not going to tell me that they're going to be focused on every single essay, not to mention they're living their own lives. Dude, it's insane to put that kind of pressure on someone, you know?
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that, and I always kind of thought that, because there was one teacher, and we didn't really get along, man. Everybody's got one of those teachers.
Was it you, or was it the teacher's fault?
It was the effing teacher, and people will tell you that, dude. I'm serious on this one. That guy sucked.
And there's some teachers, too. I don't, but you know, you think about it, they probably started off, you know, bright-eyed and ready to, you know, shape the future, but then after dealing with some shit kids for a while, then eventually it kind of turns them sour. Like, it's understandable. And think about it, too. High school kids, middle school kids are fucking terrible. They're monsters, you know what I mean? And then they're with their friends, and they're all... It's a tough thing to expect one adult to keep 20, 25 rambunctious, testosterone, you know, puberty-filled kids from focusing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And then try not to get personal about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, of course you're not going to like some kids, you know? Yeah. I'm not saying I was an angel, but...
Yeah.
You know, it's like there are a lot of times where I could turn something in. I'm like, he's not going to give me a good grade, dude. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like me.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of sucks to even feel like that because my future was kind of riding on that, you know?
Yep.
So.
Is that why you were a cabana boy?
That's why I ended up being a cabana boy, not a, a starting quarterback for the Detroit Lions.
Anyway, fact number four, opinion number four. Rich Girl by Hall & Oates wasn't actually about a girl. I've told you this before. It was about a guy named Victor Walker who came from a rich family in Chicago. But Daryl Hall thought that the title Rich Girl sounded better than Rich Guy. I knew that.
You're a rich girl. Damn, totally changed
the
sex.
You're a rich guy. Yeah, that doesn't sound as good. Yeah. Anyway, good song.
It's interesting. We used to listen to that a lot before football games for some reason.
Rich Girl?
Yeah, it was on one of my buddy's playlists that he would blast in the locker room before games.
Weird.
Yeah, he went from like Thunderstruck to some Linkin Park, I think, and then, yeah, Rich Girl. I always thought it was bitch. I always thought he was saying bitch.
Well, he says it's a bitch girl at some point in the song. He goes, right. And it's a bitch
it's
girl.
It's a bitch girl.
Yeah. You're a bitch girl.
I think that would be the version.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's not nice, though. It's mean.
Yeah.
Fact number five, opinion number five. The Vikings believe that in heaven there was a giant goat whose udders provided an unlimited supply of beer. That's the kind of religion I want to be in right there.
Wait, so one more time.
So the Vikings believe that in heaven, or Valhalla, there was a giant goat whose udders provided an unlimited supply of beer.
What is it with religion and goats?
I don't know. There's something to it.
The goat is a very, like, prominent character in every religion.
I think probably because it was a very important animal to a lot of cultures. You know, I mean, it provided meat. It provided milk.
Milk.
Cheese. You know, I mean, it provided anything that provided, you know, sustenance, I think, was important. You know, was it is it Hindus or Muslims? I don't want to misspeak, but they're the Islamic religion. Like, cows are sacred to them. Like, they don't eat cows, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think anything that provides is important to them, and they think that it's, you know, holy, which I guess makes sense, you know?
Providing beer, though.
Yes, yeah, it's hell yeah. Beer, I mean, beer's a big thing to a lot of people. It's from the gods. They think it's from the gods, so.
Is that what they would tell the Vikings back in the day? Like, hey, if you're a good person and you follow our way. That's how Vikings talk. And you follow our way, you'll get to go to heaven, and there will be a goat there.
Now,
it'll give you all the beer you want.
Here's the question: do you get to just like squeeze the teat into your cup, or do you got to suckle on the teat?
Oh yeah, I just thought it was a goat bartender. I didn't even think about squeezing the teat. I just thought it was a goat in like a nice suit at the bar.
You moron! That's hilarious. Fuck it. What'll it be? Oh hey, my god.
Hey, yellow belly.
Yeah.
Give me a beer. I imagine like a flair bartender that's a goat flipping the bottles.
That's hilarious.
Blowing
that's,
fire.
He's like, his favorite movie is Cocktail with Tom Cruise. That's what he watches all the time. Dude, that's hilarious. That's all I can picture now is like a boat or a goat wearing like a vest, and he's like, he's cleaning that glass. Like, yeah. Hey, what'll it be? You know?
It's hard to clean the glass because he's got hooves.
He's
no
got
hooves, man.
Oh my god, this is hilarious. Oh. That's a perfect note to end on.
And
all
the
right.
Goat is the fucking goat from the Adam Sandler CD.
Yeah.
T-Goat.
You fucking button hooked me, man. Oh god, I love
awesome.
It. All right. Well, that's a perfect note to end on. That's gonna do it. Five facts, five opinions for you here on the Plan B After Show podcast. I'm gonna go get a drink from the goat, and we'll see you guys next time. Here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle. Gilson,
you ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you.
Yeah. What's the matter? Your mama said you can't.
My bike quit. All right. It's my bike. My bike. My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.